Hey, it's Kelly K. Walker, and this is the Queen of Manifesting podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how I manifested a new microphone for my podcast, which has been very needed. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your Queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey, it's Kelly K. Walker, and today, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about my new microphone, which, by the way, I am not using. It was ordered yesterday. So this will be the last episode I do with my phone. I'm pretty excited about that. So a few months ago, I decided I wanted to get a new microphone for my podcast. But I had tried one before. Last year I ordered one and I ended up returning it because it malfunctioned after I used it once. So since then, I've been back to just using my iPhone or recording directly on my laptop. And I had just stopped worrying about trying to find a good mic. But recently, I've been feeling like it's time to upgrade and get an actual podcasting microphone so that my sound quality is better. But I really haven't had the time or the patience to look for a good one. Because it seems like it's just going to take so much research. So instead, I have only thought about how awesome it would be to have a high quality microphone so my sound is better, but haven't done anything about it. I've literally not done one thing about it. Or even thought about how I was going to figure it out, how to find the best one out of all the hundreds of microphone options. I just decided I wanted one, and that's all I've done. Well, this week, you may or may not know, I had a big, huge event last week, and then a couple days later, I flew home to Kansas to spend a week with my mom and my brother. Also, I was going to go see Wicked with my friend from the Kimology 411 podcast, Kim Schultz. Which we did, and it was so fun. We had an amazing time, even though there was a huge snowstorm. But we had a great bus driver, and everything went great. So Kim does these theater bus trips, and she has us go to like a Broadway play or Branson for a show and an overnight. And it's super fun. It's this thing she does because she likes to go on trips. And she knows other people that don't have anybody to go on trips with. So she created this awesome experience for herself and her friends. So this week we went and saw Wicked. And you guys, I can't tell you how awesome it is to be dropped off at the entrance to the theater and then picked up there again when it's over. We didn't have to find a parking space. We didn't have to fight traffic. We got to just drive there and talk to our friends and have a good time on the bus. It was so good. I loved it. So I'm definitely going to go again. So yesterday morning, I was sitting in the living room with my brother. And he showed me the research he had felt compelled to do on podcasting microphones. He had figured out the best microphone for the best price, and was super excited to show me his research. It was awesome. I looked at it, and then I researched myself a little bit in my Facebook podcasting group that I'm in, and everyone that used it said it was amazing. So he did find a really good one for a great price. So I told him how amazing it was and what a good job he did researching. And thanks for doing it, and I'd probably buy it in the new future. And he said, oh, no, I'm buying it for you right now. I was stunned and delighted and said, are you sure? Because it's not cheap, you guys. It's a good price for what it is, but it is not cheap. And he said, yes. In fact, somehow you manifested me wanting to buy you this whole bundle. So in the bundle, there's a microphone, headphones, a cord, and this cool extendable arm that clamps to your desk. And then it lets you place the mic in the air, right in front of your mouth, wherever you sit. And then he added a pop screen just in case I have a problem with my peas because the microphone is so strong. So this whole bundle is on its way to my house now. He ordered it. He paid for it. And I am so excited and I'm so grateful. You guys, all I had to do to get this microphone and all the awesome stuff was with it was to want it and then allow it. Sometimes we want something, but then we block it. Or sometimes we don't know what we want, even though we are ready to allow it. So if you want it and allow it, that is a really good combination for getting what you want. And it was one of the easiest things I have ever manifested in my life. So next week, be prepared to hear me do my podcast on my new podcasting microphone. I'm really excited to hear the difference. And I can't wait to do it. So if you remember in last week's episode, I said that all humans energetically send out a list of instructions telling the world how they want people to treat them. So for the last few months, I have been experiencing some very low attendance at my events, plus so many cancellations for my cruise. Ugh, it's been awful. And that the new rule, at least on Royal Caribbean, I think it's probably on all cruise lines, that all passengers over 12 must be vaccinated, caused well over half of my group to cancel. So my cruise of 32 people ended up being only 7 people. And that caused me to feel a lot of angst, a lot of worry, a lot of failure energy. And it really lowered my vibration significantly. Then our plans to move went haywire and everything went wrong with that. And we ended up not moving. And we now have a house turned completely upside down with aborted packing chaos. And that is not good. When your house is full of chaos, it really rubs off on you. And so, of course, it's no wonder that I got COVID for Thanksgiving. Because, as you've probably heard before in my podcast, viruses vibrate at the frequency of 100. And it's much easier to be a vibrational match for viruses when you are going through stressful things, because your vibration gets lowered. It was a real eye-opener for me to catch COVID, and it gave me time and the motivation to assess my mindset and my daily routine to see what I needed to adjust. Well, since then, I've been working on raising my vibration through reinstating my power hour, which I had let slip, and tackling the moving mess in my house. And I know it's working because I had 33 people at my event last week after doing several events with less than 12 attendees and sometimes way less. So I can tell that my vibration is coming back up and I'm excited to get it back to its peak levels. And now I feel like my brother being drawn to buy me a new podcasting microphone as a gift is a really good sign that I have been making good progress in raising my vibration out of those lower depression, stressful frequencies. So your action step, if you choose to accept it, is to assess what you are currently attracting. Is it stress, chaos, and illness? If so, make a plan. What can you add to your routine to raise your vibration? Daily gratitude, meditation, journaling. Whatever answer comes to you, follow through on it as soon as possible. Remember, you are responsible for what you attract into your life. So if you don't like what's happening to you, you have the power to change it. All right, that is it for today's episode. Short and sweet because I'm on vacation. I hope you all have an amazing week and you manifest all good things. And I will talk to you all next Monday morning.